Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for the 2014-2015 agriculture season.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We are so surprised and we are so perplexed to hear that the price of maize seed has gone up by about 30% on the eve of planting. The season is upon us. Our season starts 1 October. We had the season. We had already made our budget based on the price of maize seed that we had.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for the 2014-2015 agriculture season.
As farmers throughout Zimbabwe have started preparations for the new agricultural season, seed houses have hiked the prices of maize seed. The Herald newspaper reports that a 10 kg bag of seed, which cost between $21 and $24 last year, is now selling for between $27.50 and $31.
The government is also saying that it has imported an estimated 90,000 metric tons of fertilizer to augment local supplies for the agriculture season that is starting shortly.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka keeps nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa tichienda kumaruwa tichitarisa ne nyaya dzekugadzirira kurima tinenge tichida kukurudzira kuti varimi kunyanya vange vachifona tichitaura navo nezvegadziriro yavari kuita matambudziko avari kusangana navo kana kuti zvimwe zvavari kuona zviri kuva rerukira nyaya yekurima inyaya yakakosha zvikuru muZimbabwe nekuti vanhu vakarima vakakohwa pakuru zvinoita kuti upenyu hwavo hunge huri pari nani. Gore rakapera takaona varimi vakawanda vachitanga kurima fodya uye uwandu wefodya yakarimwa wakakwira zvakanyanya. Nyaya yechibage chakarimwawo chakati wandei gore rapera kudarika mamwe makore. Zvinova zvinhu zvakakosha nekuti nyika haizotenga chibage kubva kunze sezvayanga yaita kutenga kuZambia, kuMalawi, South Africa. Chibage chinenge chamo munyika. Nekudaro mitengo inogona kuti iti dzikirei. Saka ndonyaya tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa iyo igips.
Kunjalo ke zvurukandaba lingalichona njani lapho likhona kula ngapho ke ngemakhaya. Tina ngapha lo Blessing Zulu siyaphila sibili omagama. Udaba sixoxa ngalo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokulima. Kambe seliqalisile yini ukubiya phela insimu zenu? Nxa seliqalisile okunye liyenzani? Seliqalisile yini lokuthela umquba kube sokubuya lokunye okutwa imvundiso ye fertilizer kumbe kuvele akukho konoko ezitolo zeZimbabwe siyakhumbula ukuthi sike sasaxoxa lani ngevike pelileyo sibili blessing sokho labalimi eVictoria Falls saxoxa labanye eMtare emasungu eGwanda kanye leChirumanzu abathe okuhluphayo ukuthi khonoko kutwa i fertilizer ngwana kukho ekumele kusetshenziswe njalo nxa sebekhangela okunye futhi ongana kukho ezitolo ikuthi inhlanyelo yangkhona iyabi ingani khona kodwa kwezinsuku iyaphela abakwazi ukuthi yangaphi so ungazani kuyahlupa khonoko sibese sibona nje lokuthi ke khathe sokukhuphulwe intengo yenhlanyelo so ingavele ikhuphuke njalo abantu bale mabethini kuyahlupa mfowethu
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Wanda Chabikwa of the president of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union Mr. Chabikwa, good evening Mr. Chabikwa? We are having a bad connection there. We'll try to call him again. But I think we also have our second guest. That is Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Of course, Mr. Chirumanzu is a farmer in the Midlands province. That is the Chirumanzu area. And Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Chirumanzu, can you tell us about the situation where you are and maybe throughout the country? Are people accessing maize seed? If they started preparing the fields and all that?
Yeah, well, like any situation, of course, people are raring to go. They are eager to prepare their fields. But like any situation, the hurdles are there. That is the procurement of the seed itself. It's very, very expensive. And the fuel, that is those in the commercial farming, you know, business sector. So to put up all that stuff, take into consideration the sanctions we have, of course, it's a mammoth task. But, well, like in any situation, people are raring to go.
Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, we saw during the colonial era, for example, that not all white commercial farmers who got loans were successful. Some of them actually failed. There is this new revolution, of course. We have new black farmers on the field. Tell us about the access to loans from banks. Is it easy or it's still problematic?
No, the access of loans is still a big issue. This is why you find that the government, you know, for all along has been trying to convince the banks to accept the 99-year lease so that the black farmers or the new farmers could have access to loans. Because for all along, these banks have been, you know, asking for collateral security. And we need to know that Zimbabwe, most of the population, you know, who moved or that moved to farms, where from the rural setup, people who did not have any form of collateral security. Because with the banks, they are looking at, you know, fixed, you know, assets or immovable assets. Whereas most of the people who moved into these commercial areas, majority of them, of course, they have their mombes, the courts, the donkeys, and so forth, which banks do not accept. So it is really a challenge. But now we also need to understand that these banks, of course, majority of them are not Zimbabwean-owned. So there is an agenda to start the whole agrarian reform program. So it is really an issue. But however, like in any situation, of course, the government is trying its level best. Because you remember that the president has got his, you know, seed program where he goes about, you know, dishing out seeds to the community and so forth.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chirumanzu. Do stay on the line. Mr. Chirumanzu, of course, is not happy. He's saying some of the banks are not helping the black farmers. We'll talk about that. I think Mr. Chabikwa is back. Mr. Wanda Chabikwa, of course, is the president of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union. Let's try again. Mr. Chabikwa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you so much. And Mr. Chabiko, of course, on the other line, we've got a farmer, Mr. Kazira Chirumanzu. He farms in the Midlands. Gibbs, Mr. Chabiko is on the line.
Yes, Mr. Chabiko, we're talking to Mr. Chirumanzu, who said that most farmers are not going to access loans. So tell us about the magnitude of that problem. What is going on?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, bank loans, I think that's what we are referring to. If you're talking about bank loans, our banks require collateral, and the collateral is generally in the form of a fixed property with title deeds, which means the banks are expecting, generally they're expecting the farmer to have a building, a fixed property in an urban area, which is what title deeds. Now, that's not the only problem. The other problem with bank loans is at what interest rates? The borrowing rates are too high. Even if the loans are going to be available, farmers will not make it because agriculture is a primary industry. Generally, it requires interest rates, borrowing rates that are single digits. From 2.5% to 3.5%, this is what we know. It's acceptable. It's going to be very high. It can be up to 10%. Now, the kind of current environment, our loans are too high. We're talking about 18% to 25%. And that becomes, if a farmer is going to farm well, we are looking at the farmer's margin to be around 20%. So if the bank takes all, or more than 20%, then the loans will not help us much either.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chabiko. Do stay on the line. Kune ava chango tibata. Nasi tuda kuchitinge tichitaura zvikuru nemi varimi nezvegadziriro yenyu ye mwaka wataa kupinda wekurima wa 2014 na 2015. Iro gore rinouya tichitarisa matambudziko amungadai muinawo. Tichitarisawo zvamuri kugona. Hatingangotarise matambudziko chete. Pane zvimwe zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitwawo nemi varimi. Tine mutereri wekutanga Mukoma Stanley. Makadi. Mukoma Stanley?
Yes, please.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yegadziriro rekurima. Matanga here kugadzirira?
Icho kwadi tatanga kugadzirira. Asi Mukoma Blessing zvakaoma. Zvakaoma. Mari munonzi mabhamuna. Izvezvi tika kutaurirai kuti right inini okay handisi paground handisi kurima hangu asi vabereki vangu vanorima ndine hama dzakati o dzinorima dzandinoroda chaio chaizvo kuti ndibatsire mukurima imomo ndi ndinovatengera mbeu ndini bread winner asi chokwadi kutaura chokwadi ava handichakwanisa mapuraisi ari kutaurwa zvakaoma hurumende yavamugaba iyi iri kutsvaga unga nemupoto chaimo chaimo handi munoona nekuda kwokuti vari kunyatsoziva kuti nezvire tikari kutsvage mbeu zvinoita kuti vane chikafu chamangwani asi ozopavari kuti vari kutsvaga mari ipapo handi munoona saka izvozvoga izvizvo zvinooma inini pachangu inezva ichinoto afford to feed myself handi mazvoni saka ariwa ndakuroti amheni isi tinongoziva kuti hurumende iyi yakagara iri hurumende nokuda kutiomesera pakurarama kwedu haisi mhosva yavo mafeed house because vanozviitai zvakati kuti wane mari haisi mhosva yavo mhosva yehurumende iriko saka haiwa hapana zvatingaita
mungati hurumende here handiti maseed house aya anenge akazvimirira here nai Mukoma Stanley
munotaura kudaro kuti vanenge vakazvimirira but vane direct zvinobva kuhurumende inoti tinodawo mataxi nida mari yakati kubva kwamuri handi munoona this is why they hide their prices hakusi kuti vanenge vachida handi munoona ehe because taivava mari vekuti vanhu vane kushenwa nehurumende iripo kuti vanopiwawo vane kushenwa pamapuraizes avo vanogonawo kunyerenutsa asi vanenge vachingozi tiri kuda mari murinoga zvinezvi ikoneti munomo muchano yakanzi airtime chaichaya tinoda kuti panojuswa dhora iroro tinodawo mari yakati saka vanoitawo sei vanongoitawo saizvozvozvo because hi directive iri kubva kuvakuru ati munoona saka tinochema nehurumende ndo vane problem isiyiwe because vangadai vari kukushena vanhu ava tichiwanawo kurarama isisu andi munoona
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Stanley nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Tinotenda. Of course, Stanley is saying that because the taxes are too high, seed houses are now passing them on to the farmers, and then this presents a serious problem. Skips.
Yes, yabezwa kakhulu ke abantu zulukanda abasithi ukhanya ngazani ke abantu babona ukuthi umthelo we tax uphezulu, so laba abathengisayo sebekhuphula kaye umthengo umthengo we maize kumbe sithi ke inhlanyelo. Yenxa sokunjalo ke ukhanya ngazani abaningi benu enxele ngaba lobuzima wokuthi lithenge ke inhlanyelo. Yes, cha lisifonele khona manje ukuthi sixoxe phela. Nasi number 001-202-619-2077. Lifona katesi. Akuti sizwa wani.
Vachabikwa ngati mbootari sei neje Sangano re Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union. Munenge mchishanda sei nevarimi uye ne hurumende.
Varimi, batorezi ve varimi. Basararo kumirira zvido zvevarimi. Kuhurumende tinoshanda nehurumende nekuti kuhurumende ndokunogadzirwa mutemo. Tinoshanda zve nevamwe vatinoshanda navo vakafanana nevembewa vefetereza vemushonga inoshandisa kurima vemagetsi vanotengesa mashini yatoshandisa matrakita maimplements irrigation. Vanhu vavo tishanda navo tichigara navo pasi tichimbokurukura kurukurawo tichiedza kuti zvinhu zvavainazvo izvi vanazvo kuitira kuti zvishandiswe nevarimi. Tichiedza kutarisa kuti vangapfavise papi kuti tese ivo zvavo zvifambe vatengese zvinhu zvavo zvavainazvo, isisuwo tizvitenge tishandise tibudirire mukurima kwedu. Saka tinoshandana nehurumende chete. Aiwa, hurumende tinoidira pamutemo. Zvakafanana neizvozvi zvitine nyaya yandanzwa ichitaurwapo yembeu. Haisi hurumende yakakwidza mbeu. Vanoita zvembeu ava sangano ravo ndo rakafunga kukwidza mutengo wembeu. Sevanhu vari mubhizinesiwo ndozvavakaona zvakakodzera, asi isisuwo sesangano ravarimi tiri kuti aikash ko makwidza mutengo chiko chamaona makwidzira chii? Ko madiwo matauro nesu vamwe venyu vacho vanozvitenga mbeu iyoyo kuti vedi wee taakukwidza kusvika pa nokuti pane zvazoitika zvakadai zvakadai zvakadai. Nyaya iyoyo inofanira kunge iri pakati pedu varimi nevanhu vanotitengesera. Kuhurumende tinozoenda kana tatadza kuti tapokana taona kuti pakuda kupindirwa apa narefuri. Ndo mashandiro atinoita iwayo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachabikwa kune avo vachangotibata nhasi. Tiri kutaura nezvegadziriro yemwaka wekurima wa 2014-2015. Kurima muZimbabwe Gibbs kwakakosha zvikuru zvekuti kana pasina charimwa zvinhu hazvimiri zvakanaka. Nekudaro tinenge chita kunzwawo kuti varimi zvinhu zviri kuvafambira sei.
Yes, kuruma nje ke Blessing, ilizwe leZimbabwe lifuna i-1.8 million tons of maize ngomnyaka, kodwa siyabona ukuthi kujalo kuhlupha. So ngizokuthiwa ke sesilo munye umuntu esilayo kumbala.
That's Mr. Mandla Nkomo, an agriculturalist. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thanks for joining us this evening. And of
pleasure.
Course, Mr. Nkobo, we are talking about preparations for the 2014-2015 season. And on top of the agenda, of course, is the issue of financing this agricultural season. The problem is that it appears that farmers are still having problems accessing loans from banks. And if they do access the loans, they are very expensive. Mr. Chabikwa here from the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union is saying they can be as high as 18 to 25%. That is the interest. What is your take on this?
Well, I think, you know, unless if you are growing gold or something, there's no way a farmer can be expected to afford, you know, that level of interest. And I think, you know, if we are serious about getting our agriculture back on track, we need a complete overhaul of agricultural finance. And I think, you know, that overhaul requires that we come up with products that are fit for purpose, that will respond to the realities of a particular sector. To charge a farmer 24% to grow a product that is a margin of maybe 5 to 10% is totally senseless. And I think, you know, we really need to get a solution now.
Yeah, maso sikhangela ke baba Nkomo ngenhlanyelo lokunye ke okutshiyeneyo. Siyabona ukuthi eZimbabwe kukhanya nzani kuyadula sibili ukuthi umuntu athole inhlanyelo engazani angayisebenzisa. Kambe ukuthi kwenziwa kwini khonokho?
Gibbs, into ekhona mfowethu ukuthi intengo yezinto ibunjwa zindleko ezihambelana lokwenza kwaleyo nto. Asiqale ngenhlanyelo. Inhlanyelo ukuthi izibe khona abantu abanengi abakwazi, kodwa kulabalimi okufanele belime umumbu wenhlanyelo. And ukulima umumbu wenhlanyelo akusomsebenzi olula. Ngakho-ke nxa kusilela abalimi abazasilimela kuleli lizwe, kutsho ukuthi ikhampani enjengabo-Sidco, abo-Pioneer, zizayahlanyelisa umumbu kwezinye indawo, kwamanye amazwe, whether kuseZambia, whether kuseSouth Africa, whether kuseMalawi. Nxa inhlanyelo leyo isiphekiwe, isibuyiselwa kithi, izaba le ntengo ephezulu, ngoba indleko zakhona lazo ziphezulu. Ngakho-ke akumangalisi ukuthi inhlanyelo iyadura. But okwesibili, i-fertilizer kumbumvundiso, i-fertilizer esiyisebenzisa kakhulu kwelakithi eZimbabwe, i-ammonium nitrate, yenziwa i-nitrogen yakhona, i-ammonia le sikhuluma ngayo, kasisayenze eZimbabwe ngoba isebla sakwanisa ukuthi senze le ammonia. Ngakho-ke i-ammonia isivela phesheya. Konke lokhu kwengeza intengo yama-inputs yezokulima.
Ngicela ukufaka ngesibili ngesikhiwa. I think he raised very interesting points. Akufaka ngesikhiwa just 1 minute khonokho kwe-Mercy and others.
The point I was making ngesiNdebele was this, that the cost of agricultural input is completely driven by how the components that we are talking about are derived. So if we look at seed maize, for example, it's a very complicated and technical process to produce seed maize. You require specific farmers and certain conditions. So in the event that we do not have sufficient seed maize producers in the country, seed houses are having to outgrow the seed maize production externally. When you now bring that seed into the country, it's obviously going to be more expensive than if we had sufficient production locally. But it's not just the seed. It also is the fertilizer. Now, the biggest component in ammonium nitrate is this thing called ammonia. And ammonia or urea has to be brought in from outside the country because SABRE is no longer able to produce that. And that adds a huge burden onto the cost of producing a staple product like maize in the country. So the answer gives is that we need a complete overhaul of how the inputs that go into agriculture are financed, are managed, and are produced. That's how we can start to get a bit of control on the cost of production.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still there.
Yes, it is Malcolm X who said, if you don't learn from history, you risk repeating it with all its imperfections. We see that in 1912, the Rhodesian government established what was called the Land Bank, that is the government, to give farmers cheap loans. Can the government not do the same? What has happened to Agribank?
No, well, remember, before this bank called Agribank, it was the Finance Corporation, which was earmarked to finance the farmers. But like I said, this bank, irrespective of that, it would want to venture into farming business with the other stakeholders, that is locally or international, or let's put it this way, regional. You find that it cannot because of these sanctions imposed. So even if outsiders, you know, could see that Zimbabwe, a has got the opportunity to do a DCD in terms of farming, you find that there are finances cannot be used in Zimbabwe because of these sanctions. So it is a hell lot of a problem. Mm-hmm. And it's a question of, the situation we are currently facing. Mm-hmm. Maybe in addition to this, seed component, again, you find that the companies or the shareholders to these seed companies, most of them or the majority who have the shares in these seed companies are foreigners. So, being foreigners, being whites again. So at the end of the day, it's just a political, situation, but being played, in a business sector, in this case, agriculture. So the question or the point which is being driven home is that remain one.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chirumanzi. Quickly, we want to read what people are saying on WhatsApp. They are sending us texts, of course. Matthew says, Zimbabwe's agricultural output has been affected for a long time. It needs more subsidies. Then Marie says, in Masvingo, a 10 kg of maize is costing about $27. Then Charles says, the prices of all inputs are far beyond the reach of many, taking into consideration the market price that has affected almost every farmer. The price of maize for a 20 kg bag, for example, is such that rural farmers will struggle to raise such an amount. The government has to subsidize to help disgruntled farmers. It looks like contract farming is absorbing a high number of farmers, revealing that the input pricing is high. Patricia says the challenge is about is that people do not have enough money to buy seeds and they have to reduce the price. Mbaiwa says most people in rural areas are facing great challenges as they cannot cope up with the increasing prices. Simon says, why increase maize seed prices as if there's a shortage of the commodity? It does not make sense when people did harvest maize last year and they appear to be a surplus. So why are the seeds, price, why is it still going up? Tando says, very great challenges. Yields will fall because of the prices of the maize seed and fertilizers. Shumba says, the seed price is a challenge. We want a sorghum seed in Chikombezi, but it's just too expensive. Timothy says, what a bitter pill to swallow and a hard nut to crack if I think of farming this season. Ino says, we can't afford the seed price since we are unemployed. The people have spoken.
They have spoken, and I think Mr. Mandlakom wants to call for his teleconference call, and so I'll pose one last question to him before he calls. Now, Mr. Nkomo, akutshela abalimi ukuthi kumele benzeni ke nxa ungabacebisa nje ngamafutshane sebeni.
Ya, ngingakacebisa abalimi Gibbs, ngifuna ukukhuluma ngendaba ye-Agribank ukuthi eqinisweni indlela i-Agribank esiyiyo yona kathesi akuseyiyona ibhanga yabalimi, isiyi-commercial bank. Ngoba ibhanki yokulima kufanele ukuthi ithole imali ngendlela ehlukene kulalabo abantu ababolekisa imali ngama-24%. Ngakho-ke enye into kumele siyenze ukuvuseleli i-agriculture kwelakithi ukuthi kufanele sakhe ibhanga eqondane labalimi ekwazi ukuthi abalimi babolekiswa njani imali. Kodwa sengiqondane labo abalimi thi kubalimi akulahlimbeleko ngokufelwa. Ye, into zinzima, kodwa abalimi kufanele beqoqane, bebumbane, bebe esingathi ngama commodity association njengaba abafowethu beze-CFU bekwenza. Ngoba yiyona indlela ezasisiza ukuthi sibe le buying power ezasivumela ukuthi nxa sithenga inhlanyelo kumbe i-fertilizer intengo ingani yehla. Uyathenga u-25 kg wakhe kumbe u-50 kg we-fertilizer eyedwa, uthenga ngentengo ephezulu kuvalue chain yakhona yonke.
Akusicela uphenduke for 2 minutes upenduke futhi uqedise 2 minutes kuphela bese uchaya icall yakho.
Aha, Mr. Chirumanzu, Mr. Chabikwa, please do stay on the line. We'll be back after a short break. Mkoma Arnold Rambaye muri parunari. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Baba Nkomo ubambe khona pombijana. Ngikhiphe sidibele okhulumayo. Thank you.